Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Another great Thursday, and I cannot believe how beautiful and warm it is out there. I have a very special guest this evening, but I think we had a little bit of a miscommunication because I just received a message from her. She's ready when I am, but she's waiting for me to call her. But I am waiting for her to call me. She needs to call into my studio. So, Lisa, if you're listening and online, please call me ASAP. You need to call the number that's in the promo. It's 213-943-3559. And it's going to be very hard for me to get in touch with you because I have to actually stop my show to be able to send you a text message because I'm doing it via my cell phone and my microphone into my studio. And my landline, I don't have your number written down. So we're in trouble here, girlfriend. So I want to welcome everybody to my show. It's about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. And I may have to interrupt the show. That's just the way it goes. I mean, the show must go on. But I'm afraid almost to drop my show because then I don't know if I'll be able to get back, log back into my show. So I'm going to see what I can do here. I'm going to try my best to see what I can do here to get the. Here it is. Okay, here. Oh, yay. Hooray, everybody. Hold on. Here it is. I know I always write down the telephone numbers. I'm going to call Lisa right now. So while you're here, you can hear me calling Lisa. Fabulous singer, songwriter, very talented woman. She is, as you saw in the promo. Okay, we're calling Lisa now. Hold on, dead air. And that's the way it goes sometimes. Okay, it's ringing now, so you'll hear, hopefully Lisa will answer the phone, and then she'll call me back, and we'll start the show, and everything will be hunky-dory.
Hey, Nancy,
it's
Lisa.
I know, Lisa. Lisa, darling, call me. You have to call into my studio. I'm live right now. I'm live. I went live at 5:30. So would you please call this number? It's in the promo as well. The guest call-in line is, if you have a pen, you can write it down. It's 213-943-3559. I'm going to hang up, and if you call that number, I'll cue you right in, and we're live now. Okay? Okay, everybody. Well, Lisa should be showing up in my studio any minute now, and I'll be able to cue her in to the studio. I hope she heard the first part, the 213 number. I should be seeing her appear here, unless she didn't hear the 213. But anyway, gosh, I can't believe it. I went outside to look for my mail, and I have a huge, big, I'm going to show my age now. Well, I'll call it a thermostat. Oh, here she is. See, I can't give my age away now. Here she is. Well, welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hey, Nancy, how are you doing today?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm really good, except when I got into my studio and I saw a message from you, and I was having like kind of, I looked at my cell phone. I said, oh, my God, I don't have enough time for my, I like to do it for my cell phone because it's a good quality sound with my microphones I have and things. But anyway, I had to go and rearrange everything, and then my landline, I had already shut off when I saw your message, I'm ready whenever you are, and then I got it. Oh, no, Lisa thinks I'm supposed to call her, but she's supposed to call me. But we're here, and it's gorgeous. It's like, what, 65 out today?
It was 65 as I was driving a car.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful out tonight. Hold on, excuse me, one moment. Okay,
it's
folks,
a lot
well,
like Atlanta.
You know, what?
I said it's a lot like LA, this weather.
Yeah, I introduced you, and I'm going to introduce you again, though. We have the very beautiful and talented, multi-talented Lisa Coppola on the show tonight. And Lisa is going to tell us all about, I only have one question for Lisa, and then we're going to have her talk. Oh, and Lisa, before I forget, if I talk too much, just say, Nancy, hello. Nancy, it's my show. Okay, I'm a guest. Anyway, I'm a talker, so, you know, sometimes I talk too much. So, I just have one question for you, Lisa. Who influenced you the most while you were growing up, and why? And it can be regarding anything. It doesn't have to be the music, just whatever. Whoever influenced you the most while you were growing up.
Well, it was definitely my mother influenced me the most while I was growing up. She was a funny lady. I unfortunately lost her when I was a kid. I was only 20 when she passed away. But
oh,
she was
so sorry.
A funny woman. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I mean, no matter how old you are, you still miss your mommy, right? So, but
oh,
she
absolutely.
Was a very, very strong woman and very, very outgoing, very much a people person, which I think that I probably am. I'm like her in a lot of ways. And so she kind of gave me the gumption to go after what I wanted to go after in life, and I thank her for that.
Right. And you are doing it as well. You are doing it. Yeah, I'm so sorry you lost your mom. That's really a young age. I always feel awful when I hear that. I lost my father when he was 73, which I thought was really young because I'm coming up on, you know, I mean, I'm getting up there in age myself, and I have a brother who's 73, my older brother, and there's a lot of us, but my mother lived to the ripe age of, she would have been 87, and if she didn't get pneumonia, and I'll tell everyone out there, please, look, I didn't believe in pneumonia shots either, or flu shots or anything, but I sure believe in them now, and if she didn't get pneumonia, she would still probably be with me, but that's what happens. A lot of people die of pneumonia, so get out there and take care of yourselves, everybody. But getting back to Lisa, I am just so excited to hear about, first of all, I want to just say really quick that I discovered you on Facebook. I discovered you. I wish I could, like, put you on the, you know, get you a gold record, but I can't do that right now. But I'll tell you, I listened to your music. And I thought, wow, and I just loved, like, the first song I listened to was the one that I thought was a little bit of a, like, the country twang. And I don't have your full promo on because I'm in between getting a new laptop. I have some challenges going on here. But and then I listened to the second one, your last release, which is, I think, Save Us. And they were,
yes,
they were pretty much different in style. And I said, wow, she's not only, you know, she's really got a great voice and a great look, and she's got it going for her, and plus she's versatile. But I really would like, I think our audience is eager to hear about your trip. So you can talk to us first, though, about, like, your early, because I was very impressed to see that you played with Billy Joel, and then, was it Matthew Crenshaw? I'm not sure. But anyway,
Marshall Crenshaw, those were little background vocal
Marshall, right,
here
Marshall.
And there. You know, but I must say that the Billy Joel thing, I did some television with him. I did Saturday Night Live and Top of the Pops and video for VH1. And that led to so many wonderful things. It opened a lot of doors. And I started a band with the guy who was the music coordinator for Saturday Night Live. And John Zonars and I were the core of a band that was called Broad. We got picked up in many European territories. We got record deals. And then we toured in Germany. We toured in Europe and came back. And it was a wonderful experience. So the Billy Joel thing led to so much. And and you mentioned how my songs are kind of different. The two singles that have that are out there, you know, Just a Little Time came first. That had a little bit more of a country feel. And Save Us now has a little bit more rock. But I come from those two, both of them. But don't you? I mean, I listen to you and I hear rockabilly. So, yeah, so it's like rock and roll, but it's country, but it's got all of it, and it's kind of, it's American.
Right. Well, I too love, like when I sing out, a lot of times I'll do even Sam Cooke, which I grew up listening to. My mother was a singer, so I grew up listening to I could not believe when she passed away, I inherited her albums, her 78s. And when I went through them, I could not believe that she had everybody from Merle Haggard to Willie Nelson to Elvis Presley to then Jackie Gleason and then to Barbara Streisand and Nancy Wilson and like just such a wide range and a variety of artists. And my brother Billy's the jazz blues guitarist. I mean, he's in Bruce's book. He's known as the Guitar Man. He's second on the monument in Asbury Park. God bless him. And so I grew up listening to all those different types of music, and that's where I'll do A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke, you know, blues and jazz, and people are like, they go crazy. And then I'll do Melanie, Brand New Key, and they're like, wow, this chick is really something. Or I'll do Patsy Cline, Crazy. And I love having the ability to sing different styles, and I think it's really a gift, Lisa. So that's what I was trying to say, and I kind of expound and give too many details, but what about you is that you have that gift of versatility. It's not like you're just one in one place. Like so many of the great Grammy Award winners, they have one style. A lot of them kind of stick to it in their career. Others are like trailblazers and changing it up, but a lot aren't. A lot of the big country singers in particular, I think, have a way of staying in their same kind of giving people what they want for commercial value maybe. But anyway, tell us, please, about, I know you were in lots of bands, too, and then you, tell us about your Grammy experience and how, I think you're on the board or something, or you were nominated. Just tell us all about that.
No, I'm not on the board, but I might be someday, who knows. But right now, we can say that Just a Little Time made it to the first round ballot, which means that we were Grammy eligible. So being able to be on that ballot was just such a wonderful experience. I co-wrote that song with John Taglieri, who is the head of the indie label that I'm with called Leapdog Music. And so John and I wrote this song and put it out there and we said, well, let's see how we do. And we got onto the first round ballot. So I said, you know what? What the heck? I'm getting on a plane and I'm going out there and I'm going to go to the Grammy Awards and I'm going to support the people that I've voted for. And it was just a wonderful experience. I want to say that this indie revolution that we're all part of, I'm able to do rock and I'm able to do country because I'm independent and I don't have anybody from a large label telling me I need to stick to a certain criteria. So when you're talking about those artists who are being, you know, they're doing only country, well, they may be being told that they should only do country. And so I'm not,
of course,
I don't have to follow those guidelines because if I record a song, I can do it how I hear it in my head, and I'm blessed that way that I can follow that path. Now, granted, if I get a deal with Universal, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But it's just exciting, and you get a chance to spread your wings. And this Indie Collaborative is something that I've become part of in the past 2 years. Indie Collaborative is something that was put together by a guy named Grant Malloy Smith and a lady named Eileen Sherman, and it is a wonderful group. Any of the indie musicians that are listening to me right now, you should seek out this group and see if you can get involved.
Oh, yes, I'm going to. I have my pencil right now. I'm writing it down. Indie Collaborative.
You must be Indie Collaborative, and it is, they go and they do these gatherings in all these different wonderful cities. And so there was one going on out in L.A., so I landed in L.A. I met up with all my friends. While I was in L.A. for Grammy Week, I felt like I was there with friends, even though I flew out there alone. So it's a community, Nancy. It's a community, and I really feel proud that I'm part of this beautiful community of people.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, you're with all of your peers, and it is terrific. It's really, it is terrific to have that kind of a camaraderie among your musician friends. I was really blessed to, speaking of feeling that way, I was blessed to have grown up under my brother Billy, who was asked to be with Bruce, and then he went with he was 5 years older than Bruce, and he went with instead James Cotton Blues Band as lead guitarist, and then he went with on tour with Clarence Clemons and Red Bank Rockers for a year and a half. But like I grew up, like I said, like kind of sitting on the stoop listening to him and listening to my mother and listening to all those wonderful albums, and then I sang in grammar school. But when I came back to New Jersey, because I was gone 28 years, but here I go. So you have, this is the time where you say, hello, Nancy. Okay, so I'm bringing myself right back to you because I have my what I call chatter teeth in front of me. Did you ever see those plastic chatter teeth? You wind them up and then they make a lot of noise and they go chatter. I'm looking at them now. Hey, Nancy, you want to talk to Lisa about her experiences? People know yours. You've been talking about for 4 years. They know about you. You're all over the place. I mean, I am. When I tell you,
well, we were talking about communities and how, you know, yes. Naris is the other community that I'm blessed and lucky to be part of, and that's the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, and that's who put the Grammys together. And so I was so thrilled to go to the pre-show. It's not something that's televised on CBS like the main show that you see at 8 p.m. This happens in the afternoon
right.
in L.A., and I saw Kalani Pia, and I hope I'm saying his name right. He's going to kill me. Anyway, he is from Hawaii,
okay.
and he brought Hawaiian roots music and finally won in the category of American roots music. It's been Zydeco for the past 4 years, and he came along and he took it. I saw Ted Nash Big Band win. Who are some other friends that won? Cactus from 23 Skidoo won for Best Children's Album. So these are categories that happen before the show you see on TV.
Right, right, for sure. I did see that you had a lot of that posted on Facebook, and that was cool. Like I said, in one of the comments, I said, well, Lisa, I said, I'm back here in New Jersey living vicariously through your experiences, and thank you so much for them, because that's the way I felt. I saw all the great pictures of you, and it looked like you were really having, like you were definitely in your, where you were supposed to be. You know, you were like in really enjoying yourself. And the closest I ever got to like having that feeling of excitement and love, you know, it's our passion music, and it's like every part of us. And the closest I got to that is when I went to L.A. to NAMM, you know, N-A-N-M, the National Association mm-hmm. of Whatever Musicians. And I did go to that, and I went to that, though, 20 years ago, and the featured artist was Stevie Wonder. And my girlfriend worked for NAMM. And even then, 20 years ago, the tickets for NAMM, because people come from all over the world for that convention, were $150.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, Nancy, I'm going to give you two tickets. And so she gave me two tickets, and I took another musician friend of mine with me, and we went to that convention. It was unbelievable, unbelievable. But I've never been to the Grammys, but yet. I always say yet because, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the future. You just keep going. You just every day, you just keep your goal, you know, in mind, and you just keep going for it. And I love your music and your sound. That song, the country one, A Little More Time, I think it's called. What is it? A Little More Time?
Just a Little Time.
Just a Little Time. Just a Little Time. That song, I think it's really great and has such a fabulous hook to it, too. I mean, I really, really enjoyed it. And so you just have to keep putting it out there. Right now I am the vice president of a company called Route 66 Productions. We'll give that a little shout-out since I haven't. We had a huge party. It was a combination birthday party for me because it was my birthday, December 9th at the Asbury. We had 200 people there. They all thought that they were there for the birthday parties because the president of the company, Charlie Stone, it was his birthday on the 4th. But little did they know that we were going to show a documentary about the evolution of Route 66 Productions because I had a contract. And my partner chickened out at the last minute, and this was when I was in my 30s. I could have had a contract at 18, at 30, and then again at 42. And it wasn't the right contract. It wasn't the right, it was Columbia Records twice and another company, a big company. But I think my time is still yet to come. But anyway, there I go again. See, it's hard when you're an interviewer and you're in the music business as well. If I was just a broadcaster, then I would be maybe better at keeping quiet about me, me, me. Me, 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 me.
I'm starting a new show myself on New Visions Radio, and it goes live on April 3rd, and it will be called Coping with Mondays. So maybe I'll have you on my show as a nice return favor.
Oh, yeah. What is it going to be called?
It's going to be called Coping with Mondays, because my name is Lisa Coppola. Isn't that a clever name? I didn't name it. Ray Powers named it.
Oh, so what I wanted to tell you is that you're in that group of people, because we have lots of connections in the music business, and we have 13 events planned already, and so you're already in there. Your name, that's the point I was trying to make, that you're in the group of artists. With Matt O'Ree and a bunch of others, Nikki Bronner, and there's so many others that I don't want to give the whole list away because they don't even know they're on it. But you're on it to present.
Oh, thank you.
So you're on it. So that's what we're doing. We're a company that's going to be producing, promoting a lot of different, just making that contact. The middleman, just making that contact and then letting the people just ride with it. And that's what I've been doing with my radio show. You know, is supporting local talent. And that's, you know, and then the beauty was that I was nominated in the category of top radio personality supporting local talent for the past 2 years at the Asbury Music Awards. And for me, that's enough. That's enough for me. I'm happy. I'm thrilled. I don't have to win, even to be nominated, like you said, with the Grammys. Even to get in there.
It's funny because I was just a little time was nominated for Best Radio Single at the Nashville Universe Music Awards. First round ballot, we didn't you know win, but it was a shock and a surprise because I don't think that John Taglieri or I expected that such a thing was going to happen. And so for me, just the fact that it was recognized as something that touched people so deeply, it's got to be hitting people in the heart in order for them to respond to a song like that. So I was honored.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, for that first round nomination. So it's amazing. But John Taglieri and I have another, we have an EP coming out together. So I'm finishing up the finishing touches on two more songs. One of them I wrote with John Taglieri called Get Up. And the premise of that song, Nancy, is I just had enough listening to politics. I just want to dance.
Oh, please.
That's the first song.
Tell me about it.
And then the second song I co-wrote with Ray Powers, who has become a friend and a co-writer, he and I wrote a song called Invincible. And so those two songs are going to be rounding out the EP, and that EP is going to be titled Perfectly Imperfect. Like me.
Oh, I like that. That you're very unique in your titles of your songs, and they're very good. Something new and exciting, and, you know, really, that's why you were nominated, because, you know, you're putting really excellent material out there. So it's noticeable. It is noticeable. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Well, as artists, I think it's our responsibility to speak for people who don't write. We need to be able to, I don't know, I know with Save Us has so much angst in it, and it deals with a relationship that's falling apart, and every time I listen to it, it makes me on edge, you know, but some people need to hear it because it might save a relationship.
Right, exactly. No, I really like that. Look, you have to be real. You have to really be transparent. To me, well, you don't have to do anything, but for me, I'm a writer, and I was a troubadour, so I would be singing in the streets, and I would get up on stages and sing, and people call me up to sing in New Jersey since I came back here, but I've written, like, over 100 songs, and I, you know, in the wee small hours of the morning, because I'm a chronic insomniac, but I've put out just an album of 12 songs so far, and I am eager to go back into the studio, but as you know, it is a huge expense. And I also got right into broadcasting with my first few releases. I was asked to be on all these shows, the Joey Reynolds Show in New York City, and from that night, I knew I wanted to do broadcasting. I kind of let my album just kind of falter, I must say. And I have a song decision. It's been in the top 10 Reverb Nation for 4 consecutive years with no promotion, hardly any promotion whatsoever. And so it's the number two. And I go, can't I just knock that one band out? One, it's like I think The Rain or something. There's one group, band, country band, and they're number one, and I just can't knock them out. I just want to be number one once on Reverb Nation, you know? And then people go, why aren't you pursuing your music career? What's wrong with you? Well, I fell in love with broadcasting. That's what happened. And then acting, and I just finished filming a movie, and it's like, you can't do everything. And I'm getting old now, Lisa. I was just 70 years old. I played a 55-year-old.
Wow.
So I look really young. I act really young. I have a really young spirit. But believe me, some days I go, oh, my God, you are 70. Oh, geez Louise. If I
you look beautiful. And you know what? It's more how you look. It's more how you look.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
You know, can I make a quick little suggestion? There's some. I try to do a project plan, like a traditional project plan, like people do in you know their day to day work. I try to do a project plan and at least record a little bit every single week, and always have something in the hopper because if I stop recording, I feel it hurts me inside. I kind of die a little bit. So I always make sure that I've got a little something going on. And this way, you know, even if I only do 2 hours a week, next thing you know, that song's finished and I've got another one done. So try to do a little. Yeah.
I agree with you because I did start writing several new songs and then they're just sitting there. And I never finished them because, my back started bothering me, so I wasn't playing guitar, and that's how I write, you know, is with my guitar.
Right.
So, you know, but you know what? I do record. I record twice a month, my radio show, and it really, people don't understand that are on the other end of it, really how much work goes into promoting an artist like yourself. They don't know how many hours it takes to, like, do the research. Even though you sent me some pictures and things like that, I still go and Google you and I read everything about you, and then I do my own style of, putting on out there what I want. But and it's getting it out there to the world on, like, over, I don't know how many, I forget, 100 and some odd group pages, huge, big group pages all over the world. So
you did 140 shares. I noticed you did 140 shares.
Oh, my God.
Of the event.
Whatever it was, it's insane. It's pretty insane. So I'm sitting here on my laptop doing this. It's not like, you know, I just wish I could, like, have my all the groups that I'm – and I'm a member of every group. So – and – I always say thank you, Bruce, because I'm on, like, about 10 Bruce Springsteen worldwide, group pages. So you have hit –
right,
Bruce's fans. And when I saw Bruce, I said to him, I said, Bruce, thank you so much. And he looked at me and goes, why, Nancy? And I know him from when I'm in my 30s. He goes, why? And I go, well, because, Bruce, you know, since Good Morning with the Boss show put my album on for like 3 times in 2 months, all your fans, like, were becoming my fans. And then when I don't promote my own music. Only someone else did. The administrator of Good Morning with the Boss did. But ever since then, like, I would never promote my music on Bruce's page, ever. But I'll promote other Jersey artists on his page. And they love it. They want to know what's going on in Asbury Park. And I've had people visit me from Spain and from Italy already, and I've toured them around and showed them around Asbury and Ocean Grove, and it's, like, just amazing. So that's why I said thank you, because I just picked up a new one. I just went on, you know, it's Bruce Springsteen, Land of Hopes and Dreams, and I'll give a shout-out to their group because I posted, who was it that I posted? It might have been Matt O'Ree when he had Bruce on his CD, and I got an immediate response saying, oh, we love your post on our page. So it's like, thank you, Bruce, and to all the groups, especially the admins, for posting all of my radio shows. Because it's just such a wonderful support to all of Bruce's, you know, people that have been influenced probably by Bruce, because almost all of the musicians I promote just happen to be from New Jersey.
Right. And, you know, the Save Us video was mostly all the scenes that are exteriors are recorded on the Asbury Park boardwalk. So the opening scene even says Asbury Park. So I should grab a couple stills from the video and post them because the folks from your following would enjoy that. And so there's a link on my webpage. If you go to www.lisacoppola.com, there's a video link so you can see the video, and it kind of takes you past convention center, and you know, I'm arguing with my actor friend in the video, and we're kind of making up in Asbury Park.
Right. Well, you know, when I saw that, that's why I put on the promo another great singer, songwriter, you know, out of Jersey. I didn't want to call you a Jersey girl because, oh, well, you know, so many are Jersey. I refer to myself as a Jersey girl. I go, here's my Jersey girl country rockabilly music for your enjoyment. But I just wanted to say, not put you in a category. So I said, a great singer-songwriter out of Jersey. You know, you're a native. So, and I grew up in Asbury Park. I went to Asbury Park High School. So, you know, I grew up in that city. And, man, it was happening city when I was growing up, I'll tell you that. And it's coming back, thank God. A little slowly, but slowly but surely, we're regaining, you know, the wonderful city that Asbury was. So back to you and your future plans now that you're back from the Grammy Awards and had that wonderful experience. And, of course, you did tell us about a new show now that you're doing. And please, before we get off, I want you to tell me about it again, because when I post, because I'm going back now again, and I'm going to be posting and promoting our interview. So what is this show that you're
it'll be called Coping with Mondays. It will be on New Visions Radio. And I will not say in radio. It will be featured, and then I will archive anything that I do. So it will be giving things a positive slant and trying to give everybody a leg up on the week so that you can plan.
Right.
There'll be a little bit of a goal setting aspect to it, you know, to get everybody through the Monday and through the week. So I have some plans of some cute little segments I'm going to do.
But I really like that because when I was in Cal, I love that coping with Mondays, because I remember I had a job in California, and only me, we were going to do it for the whole company, but as it happened, it was only my immediate supervisor and myself. When I think about it, people must have not liked me very much, but I was in management. It was a huge company, and my boss and I decided that we were going to just work 10-hour days and have Mondays off. And I'm telling you, that was one of the greatest days of my entire life. I was so excited because I was like everybody else. Oh, no, Monday, I don't want to do it. And I loved having 3 days off, and I did that for years with this company. And then I retired at 55, so I'm a very lucky girl. I'm very blessed, and I haven't worked since, and I love it, I mean, except for myself. So, and for my own, you know, in the music industry. And so, anyway, that's great. I will be looking forward to listening to it, and I'll be looking forward to being on it. I saw that you were on Hamilton Radio, and I wanted to let you know that Hamilton Radio sought me out. I was with Hamilton Radio for 2.5 years. I was their first live talk radio show host, just so you know.
Wow. Yeah, so right now, Save Us is number one on Hamilton Radio. So it's amazing. So Save Us came out of the box and hit really strong. I think we are number one on Hamilton Radio. We are number three in South Africa on Same Music Radio, Radio Indie Alliance, and we are number six on Southern Country Radio out of Nashville at the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready to go to Nashville to do some recording. Yeah, I'm going to do some recording in March out there. March 4th, I'm going to be doing a gig with RB3, the Red Bank Blues Band, at Colts Neck Inn. So I'm going to be in the neighborhood.
Oh,
and
I know
one
that.
Thing about
I
RB,
know the band.
Yeah, you should come on by, because we're kind of known for letting people get up and sit in with the band, which is a lot of fun. So that is March 4th at Colts Neck Inn. And then April 3rd is my, you know, debut of the radio show. And I am doing something, let's see, what else? Oh, a wonderful Bongo Boy Records anniversary event on Sunday afternoon, April 2nd. And that's going to be at Roxy and Duke's.
That's Monique Grime, isn't it?
I think her name is Monique Grimet. Yes, Bongo Boy Records. And my entire band and I will probably do a set 30 minutes, and we hit at about 5 p.m.
Great, great. So your show is going to be the Coping with Mondays is going to be April 3rd debut. Did you say? I'm right.
Yes.
Because I want to put this in my. Okay, debut. And where do people hear it? Where do they go to hear it? Is it a website?
They would go
www.newvisionsradio.com. New Visions, I-O-N-S, newvisionsradio.com?
Correct.
You'll have to forgive me. Okay, radio.com. newvisionsradio.com. Yeah, I'll put that in the promo for people to keep a listen out for that. And, of course,
oh,
goes well in your promo. They have every single, they know where to go to find you and find out all about your, you know. And I even created a really nice event for you, too, for the show, for this show. I always create an event page for every show that I do, too. So I was just happy to have all of those great photos of you. That was really helped me a lot to do the promo. I would have picked them out, but I usually do pick them out. But I was thankful that you did because I've been swamped lately. And I had two people, people are wanting me to do like 4 shows a month. There's no way. I just can't. I'm not willing. I can't do it. It's too much. It's too much work. Plus, I have nonprofits that I like to support, and I'm busy with them all the time because I've had so many artists on my show already, and every time when they're touring and things, I always do my promo on them again. You know, if you want to listen to Frank Zitanko, the great photographer, just go to, and then I tell them, you know, go listen to our interview. So I'm constantly promoting people from 4 years ago, still, all the way. Well, it's back far. It's actually when I started 2.5 years ago back in my Log Talk Radio, because my shows are archived. It's hard to really get my Hamilton Radio interviews out there because I don't really have them except on a zip drive, and it's too much work. I move forward, to the future. Toward the future.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I love being there, and Gene really, I really loved, being part of. They're the number one, if you Google them, I think they're probably the number one radio station, internet radio station, and they're above the national radio station, so it's a great station.
Yeah, they are, they're fabulous, and I think Gene was the guy who started it all, 20 years ago?
Yeah, Gene Pirro, yeah. Yes, and like I discovered you, I was sitting and somehow another video came up, and I'm just looking, and this guy goes, hello. He goes, this message is for Nancy Ryan. Nancy, if you're out there, we at Hamilton Radio, we want you to know that we want you. We want you to come and be part of our Hamilton Radio network. We want you to bring a live talk radio show. And I almost fell off my chair. So I sent it to
him. Oh, my God.
Hello? Put me in touch with Gene. Then he goes, this is Gene. So I was working there. I had my first show in 2 weeks there. I had a show in 2 weeks. But traveling to Trenton for 2.5 years is a big travel from West Long Branch. And then with the weather the way it was. I mean, this weather was great. But, you know, with the snow and the rain and the heat and everything. And people from New York, and you're in New York, I know that now. Willie Nile was going, God, I want to come and be on your show, Nancy. But it's like 2 hours to drive there. So, and 2 hours to drive back. So it really came time for me to just bring my show home and have my own radio show. This is my own deal. And I really, I'm enjoying it, but I do miss the face-to-face. I miss that excitement of having, I can just imagine, having you on the other side of the desk right now and be able to interact that way. I do miss that. So I don't know what I'm going to do about that. My 5-year anniversary, I may do something really big. We'll see what happens. But I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and it's all about uplifting people, I think, and staying true to your artistry and writing from the heart, because the more personal you get, the more people can relate to it is what I'm finding. And so I'm loving doing what I'm doing.
Right. That's terrific, really. Well, you got my attention, that's for sure. And, and many other people, too. So I just say keep doing what you're doing, because when I'm online working sometimes, I see that it says, I've watched you live. It says that you're live. So So I go and I watch you, and I watch you do what I do. You're like a reporter, and you have it all. You know, you're like a reporter and a broadcaster, and it's just phenomenal. And I watched you talking all about the show and how excited you were, and you were like behind the scenes, and then you were singing that night back up with I forget who it was, and I listened to the music for a little while, and I thought, this chick, every time I come on, I see, uh-oh, Risa's live again. And it's funny, so many people are doing that live thing. I've had people say, when are you going to go live, Nancy? And I go, oh, I don't know about that. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't know if I'm up for that, looking my best. Like a, I don't know. I don't know.
You know,
I just
Nancy,
have
if
bit
you
of
come, I came to terms with the fact that sometimes I'm goofy, and I'm okay with the fact that I'm not glamorous all the time. So sometimes from certain angles, I'm not the most gorgeous thing, but I say the hell with it. And I get on there and I say what I have to say. What I'm trying to do is just share the experience with the people who are watching, because a lot of my fans are telling me, okay, when you're in LA, I want to see what's going on. So I tried a couple of times. My phone went dead. You know, when you're traveling, your phone just deceives you.
Right.
And so I did the best I could. Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was fun.
You did a great job. Yeah, I saw all the pictures. It was great. And I applaud you for going by yourself. What a great idea that was. Because then you're absolutely free to do, you know, free spirit. That's I connect with you on a lot of different levels. Like I said in the promotion, it was like, you know, that I could really communicate, because I said, one, she is one heck of a singer-songwriter. Two, we have had some pretty great conversations about music. And three, I cannot wait to hear all about her time at the recent Grammy Awards held in Los Angeles, California. And I remember we did, when we went to schedule this show, instead of just saying, hey, Lisa, I want you on my show, this date is available, we ended up like talking for an hour or something like that. So yeah, it was a great connection.
I know.
So happy to have you come on. Oh, and it was perfect timing too, you know, because you were just going away, and it was perfect timing for me to have you on at this particular time. I feel bad when I have people asking me for shows and I can't do them. Like they'll go, we have a, you know, a big CD release party, and I have to say, you know, I want to do it. It's a big band. They travel Europe. It's for my resume too to have them on, but I just can't. I can't fit it in. It's just, you know, I'm just not going to do that to myself. I can't anymore. I used to be like a real, you know, workaholic, and you know, but to my detriment. But I want to stay as young, and I want to stay young and, like you said, beautiful, no matter what, you know, age I am. And you know, so you have to take care of yourself too. You have to know when to.
Oh, absolutely.
Say,
but the whole,
you know,
thing,
no,
is the whole experience with the,
much for me.
The Grammy thing, Nancy, was like I would go to an event, and then I would sleep, and then I would get up and go to an event, and then I would take a nap, and then I would go to an event. I mean, it was really just nonstop events and meeting people and talking and you know, constant movement.
Right. Well, that's a good name for a song, Constant Movement. That's a good name for a song, too. But I'll tell you what, I loved your wardrobe. You had really beautiful clothes. You looked totally red carpet ready.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I
got to
tell you, there was one white dress. I don't know if you saw the picture of the white dress, and that was what I was wearing at the Global Peace Song Awards that were hosted by Ricky Cage and Wouter Kellerman, and it was a wonderful, beautiful event. Getting into that dress when I was alone in a hotel room was a comedy. I had to get the housekeeping ladies. Two of them came into my room. I was spread out on the bed, and two of them trying to close that thing in the back. It was hysterical.
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny. Well, I can relate things. Well, I'm a single person, so I actually don't have anyone to zip up my dresses, but I'm not wearing those kind of dresses right now. But I hope to in the future. I'm always hopeful, you know, and excited about what the future may bring. And we just have to keep on keeping on, you know. So
indeed.
I just did have to say no to some future films that are coming up, though. I mean, I know it's going to finish the film and was, you know, figuring on doing some more, but it's so much travel up into New York, and my back kind of went wacky a little bit, so I have to take care of myself. And when I find out what I can do to make my back better, we'll see. There's always, to me, you know, you just do what you can do. And I'm so enjoying doing what I'm doing. If there's anything else you want to promote right now, this is the time, because I have to get ready to promote my nonprofit organizations, and I have many of them. So
absolutely.
I told everybody about the gig at the Colts Neck Inn on March 4th. So please come on down. I think we start at 9 o'clock and we end at 1. So that's a late one. Then I'm going to Nashville to do some recording, and then I'm going ending that trip up in Dallas. So that's part music, part fun. And then what else is
that's
coming?
That's great.
There are a couple other radio things coming up. But then the next live gig is going to be that wonderful Bongo Boy Records anniversary event. And I hit about 5 p.m., and it's at Roxy and Duke's Roadhouse in Dunellen, New Jersey, hosted by Monique Grimet and Gar Francis of Bongo Boy Records.
Yeah, right. I'm very familiar with Monique because we're kind of friends. Well, we're friends on Facebook, and she's always liking my posts and things like that. So she knows who I am, and I know who she is for absolute sure. And, well, so many people know Ryan Ross. That's how they know me. But I actually did, I was in, not in Nashville, but I was in Corpus Christi, Texas, and I did, though, some recording, and I had Quad Studio do all the background music, and of course, Quad is the number one recording studio in Tennessee, in Nashville, and I had the Nashville Players do background on one of my songs. It's not the song that's so popular. Well, actually, it's three different songs, and I shouldn't – wait, I take that back. It was them. So I can't keep track of who was what because it was a compilation CD. But it has been a pleasure having a fellow female singer, songwriter, guitar player, and entertainer, great entertainer with fabulous energy, the wonderful Lisa Capella. Capella?
It's Coppola.
Is that right?
Coppola.
Acapella. Acapella. Well, that's what it reminds me of. Acapella, wonderful, wonderful talent that's a rising star for sure. She's definitely the road to, you know, big things, big and better things all the time. And you've given me a lot of great insight into doing even just a little bit every week. Do a little bit. Get that guitar out no matter what and get that music on there and finish those songs and keep going because that's what we do. We need to do that. That's like our food for the soul. That's what we need to do.
Exactly.
I kind of live like I said, I meant it when I said, Lisa, thank you so much for all the photos. I am living vicariously through you because I it was the truth. And I appreciate that, all the artists give to, you know, everyone. They give so much of themselves to everyone, and I appreciate it. And there was something else that I lost in my mind that I wanted to say to you. But I'm just going to say, you know, best of luck. And I'm a fan, and if you want to stay and listen to the nonprofits, you're welcome, and if you would like to go and have dinner, feel free, and, you know, I will be seeing you around, and I'll promote your radio debut in April. I'll promote that along with the interview, and I hope I didn't talk too much, but I always do. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I need to
we're girls.
I need somebody to hit me in the back of the head, you know, when I'm talking. You know what I wanted is an egg timer. Can't anyone in the world, why can't I find an egg timer? But it needs to be just 1 minute timer. It has to be 1 minute. Why can't I find that? I need something because the clacker teeth don't work, signs don't work. I used to ask Gene, somebody, but they're doing their own thing. They're watching the board. Somebody's got to raise their finger like, shut up. And I've told people.
Oh, my goodness.
Lopez on a few times. I said, Benny, I'm talking too much. He said, no, you're not, and it's your radio show, and I love your stories. People love your stories, Nancy. I said, they can wait for my book. I want you to talk to us about your being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think he said two sentences about it the second time he was on. He said, I don't care. He goes, we're having fun. But I always feel like that's really hard on myself. So I feel bad. Like at the end of the show, I go, And sometimes when I listen to them again, because I always listen to those shows, damn, Nancy, can't you shut up? I feel, I think it's a nervous act. I don't know what it is.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for having me. I had such a great time.
What can I say? I'll write a song about, I can't help it. I was born that way with Lady Gaga. I can't help it. I was born that way. It's OCD, you know. I need Ritalin or something. I need a tranquilizer or something. I don't know. And even then, I'd probably be talking. I'd just be talking slower. Anyway, love you, girlfriend. I think that, you know, you got what it takes. So just, you know, reach for them stars and keep going.
Oh, thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much for having me. And best of luck with your nonprofits. And if there's anything I can do to help you, you let me know. And do stay in touch, okay? So everybody find me on lisacoppola.com. That's C-O-P-P-O-L-A. And I hope to see you all soon.
Okay, terrific. Good night. Good night. Good night, Jersey girl.
Good night. Take care, sweetie.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye. Well, that was the wonderful Lisa Coppola. And I was so looking forward to having her on my show. She is a really talented lady. So I suggest that you do. Go on to her websites and, you know, even just Google her, you'll find out everywhere. But even in my promo, you'll see every single place that you can find Lisa. She's an extremely talented girl right out of New Jersey. So it's another Thursday night, and I've come to the end of my time. So, and overtime always, it seems, I want to tell you that my nonprofits are, and each of these wonderful people have been on my show as a guest. They are Steve Brigham, Tent City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless, Michael Schwartz, Hometown Heroes, Mr. Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, Paul A. Ressler, Director and CEO of TUPAC, the Overdose Prevention Corporation Agency, Holiday Express founder, Mr. Tim McClune, who is also a fantastic musician himself and restaurateur. The InfoAge Science History Learning Center Museum, Patricia Ario, artist, my friend. All of these people I consider to be my friends. Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, Philip Richards, director. They're right on Memorial Drive in Asbury Park, New Jersey. They happen to have a fantastic thrift shop if you ever want to go there and check it out. All right, and I also want to tell you that I do have a terrific, terrific person that is one of my radio sponsors, and her name is Dr. Inna Silman, and she has, this is their third, her and her husband have three dental offices, and her latest one is Smiles on Broadway in Longbridge, New Jersey. And thank you, Dr. Inna Silman, for giving me a truly Hollywood smile. I am so grateful to you. And I also have another sponsor, which is Charles Stone, or Charlie, really, good kind Charlie, I call him. And he is the president of Route 66 Productions. So, and you can find, we have a Facebook page. We have to really start getting a lot more out there about Route 66 Productions, as I am the vice president of A&R. So, in addition to my radio shows and my music career and my acting career, I'm a busy, one little busy girl, I'll tell you. I never thought I'd be so busy and retired. I thought when you retired, you know, you lay back and you decide where your next vacation is going to be. However, most of my money meant it was to pay for my CD. I'm sure every artist can relate to that. Say goodnight. It has been another wonderful Thursday night for me, and I hope that you have enjoyed it as well. If you have any interest in being on my show, send me a private Facebook message to Nancy Ryan or go to Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. You can go to Inside and Outside the Fabulous Grand Arcade. Now, you can find me anywhere. I'm all over the place. So, oh, yes, and that is the truth, literally. So, you take care, everybody. Bye-bye.